Love will tear us apart. That's Joy Division on Nova 103.5. It is a Friday Briday, but it is also still Vika time, and I am in the presence of royalty. I think it's a first for me. I've never been allowed anywhere near royalty before. I have Prince Flo, the universal genius, and Princess Flo the first of his name, and Princess Nadja the third, our golden treasure, in the studio with me this morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
What do I say? Good morning, Your Majesties, or what's the correct way to address royalty?
Highness, Grace.
Are you enjoying this?
Absolutely, yes.
So walk us through last week. Thursday night, I believe, was the handover, and you guys were introduced as the new royal couple. What's your week been like?
It's been long, but fun, definitely. It's like very short nights, early mornings, but we had fun. Both of us, and it's been an amazing journey so far.
Okay. So, I mean, tonight's obviously the final international evening. Tomorrow is the youth carnival. I believe you guys get out of that one. There's actually a youth royal couple that are on duty for that one. And then Sunday is the sort of closing up of everything. What are some of your, let's call them, duties entailed during the whole Vika week?
So, first of all, being on stage, smiling a lot. a couple of speeches here and there. Meet with all our sponsors, go to radio stations, go to kindergartens, go to schools.
The kindergartens must love it. I mean, looking at your guys' outfits here, we did take a photo. We'll be able to share it on social media. But, I mean, I must imagine you walk into a kindergarten, the kids must just go crazy.
Their eyes were all like very bright and big, and they just looked at you with this astoundment, and I was just like, okay.
And the questions you get, insane what kids come up with.
I can imagine. I mean, it's quite an honor, you know, for the two of you, though, especially in the community, you know, in the Namibian German community, to be able to now be the prince and princess. It's something that a lot of people aspire to, you know. So how did this come about? Do you put your names forward? Does somebody else put your names forward?
So we have the Zanat. So it's basically the older carnivals committee people that have been doing it since forever, and they get to pick the prince first, mm-hmm. and then they ask him, and then they give a few options of princesses that they deem are good or have deserved it.
Okay.
And then the prince can choose his princess. He is, however, also allowed to pick somebody outside of that list.
All right.
If he wants to.
Okay. And I mean, is there any truth in this sort of, I don't want to call it a rumor necessarily, but that it has to be someone who's German?
No, not at all. We've had princes before. Peter Senegal, uh-huh. for instance, was one of our princes before. There have been princes that are not German.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's just...
They're still just involved in the community, obviously. Yeah. That's how the...
Involved in the community, in the carnival especially, yes. as well, and... Yeah.
Okay. And I believe you guys, you know, as you're saying, it's been a long week, but it's going to be a long year from what I gather, because it's not just Vika now. You also then go and visit all the other carnivals, the Namibian ones, but also potentially go all the way over to Germany to carnival there?
Yes. I don't know if we'll manage to go to Germany, though, but we are definitely planning on going to all the Namibian ones. And... not sure about Floor, but I also want to go to the one in Pretoria.
Yeah, right. Pretoria is doing 40 years next year.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a bigger event.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We'll definitely look into that.
I mean, and then obviously, you know, looking at a year ahead, we've got that time. But in that time, at the end of that time, you know, you will then hand over at next year's Vika to the new royal couple. But does the fact that you have now been royalty sort of elevate you in the carnival association? Do you step up to another level? Do you become seniors?
You get added to a WhatsApp group.
Modern times.
I think, like, work-wise or involvement-wise, it stays the same afterwards. The Zanat that I mentioned earlier, that is based on how many years you have been in the carnival.
Okay.
I think all of them were prince or princesses, though.
Most of them did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think the current one is really, like, but the current ones are 20 years and plus.
Sure.
So.
Okay, and you guys, how long have you been involved in Carnival?
For me, it's 19 years.
Sure, okay. Yeah. Wow.
Started really early.
Then it must be 16 for me.
you mentioned work there. Obviously, you know, the Carnival is work, but when it comes to work and, you know, the 9 to 5, do you have to go and visit HR and say, listen, here's the deal. I need a bit of free time because, you know, I've now got other duties to perform.
Well, you definitely need to apply for leave. There's no way around it, except if you really want to walk from the Carnival straight to work. Maybe take a shower in between. But other than that, I would definitely always recommend taking the next day off, especially also when it comes to visiting the sponsors or the radios or the kindergartens. You are gone for quite a while from work then, and if you don't have leave, I'm not so sure how every firm will react to just not showing up.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you guys obviously been on a lot of coffee or Red Bull during the week, keeping you going.
Yeah, definitely. Rehydrates. The works.
So in that week, I know it's sort of not that long a time in the greater scheme of things, and there's been so much probably going on. But have there been any highlights already that have stood out for you in this week?
I think the procession, the street procession. I really enjoyed the rain, even if we were drenched.
Yeah, it was the first time that Winter Carnival really had that.
Yeah, they were saying that the first time in like 71 years. So, you know, as far as Namibia goes, rain is definitely a blessing. So I suppose that's a blessing on your guys' rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
In both senses of the word.
Our German friends that we had on the floats with us, they weren't that impressed.
Oh, yes, I did hear that people came over from Germany and come to a desert country and get washed out. Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned Pretoria. Obviously, is there anything else that you're looking forward to in your year ahead?
I think the Luka, the Lüderitz one, it's always a highlight for, I think, many carnivals because it's also every second year only.
Okay.
And for me personally, I also always love the Oscar, the one in Witvlei. So
yeah, and we get the, because usually Oscar and Luka, they
switch
2 years. Oh, okay.
It's just every 2 years. And we actually have the
privilege
that we will be, while we're still the royal couple this year, we will be able to travel to Luka, and then before the VCAR starts next year, to be able to go to the Oscar as well.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you so much for having come in. Good luck for the last weekend of full-on activities, and then hopefully you get a little bit of a break and get to recuperate before all your traveling. Thanks so much for having come in and chatted with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.